Hello, my lovely listeners, and welcome to season one of the Nicola Paul Approach. My name is Nicola Paul, and I will be your host. I'm so excited to be welcoming you to my brand new podcast show because creativity and healing runs in my blood. And what better way to encourage my creative flair than speak to you all directly and share a splash of positivity. Don't forget to hit the subscribe on your podcast player so you don't miss an episode. If you have enjoyed an episode, please do leave a review and rating, as it will really help my podcast show reach out to help other people find my channel so we can all grow in our like-minded nation. In my podcast shows, I want to delve into what it means to nurture our mind, body and soul. After all, it's my mission to support and guide anyone who is listening to find the right path to improve their mental, physical and spiritual growth. Helping me properly welcome you all on this journey will be special guest appearances from time to time in my future podcast episodes. We are all experts in the field of well-being and mindfulness, and it's going to be my privilege to open up the door to this wonderful world for you all. Welcome to season one, episode one of the Nicola Paul Approach. My name is Nicola Paul, and I am going to be your host for this uplifting and inspirational episodes. And joining me today for a special guest appearance, and I am super excited to welcome onto the show, is a social media influencer and money mindset, in my eyes, guru. She is the author of 90 Day Manifestation Journal and the co-founder of Vibe and Flow. And also, she has a podcast show as well called Grow with the Flow. That's just to name a few, all of which are in the show notes. And in this episode, we are going to talk a little bit about how she came to where she is today, and also some topics on money mindset rituals and the process of the 90-day manifestation journal. So without further ado, let's welcome the beautiful Chloe Slade to our show.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you so much for that. I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to chat. I think it's a really exciting time to be chatting. So yeah, thank you for that intro. I was sitting there like, wow, that sounds good. So thank you for that. And thank you for everyone that's listening today.
Fantastic. Absolutely. It's just going to be so inspiring, our chat today. And I'm just hoping, well, we know that there are going to be listeners out there today that are just going to be so inspired and hopefully take some takeaway little tidbits from our conversation. So just before we actually do go into our chat, Chloe, I just want to ask, first of all, you know, how are you feeling right now in this present moment that everyone's experiencing around the world, what to do, you know, to do with COVID-19 and everything? You know, what is your own way of dealing with this, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I think it's such a hard one. I think especially when it all first like kicked off, no one really knew what was going on. You know, it was the unknown. It was just this crazy thing that had like happened to the world. And I was actually discussing this with a friend of mine not so long ago. And we were saying how at first, I think everyone was a bit like, unsure or what to say, you know, didn't want to upset anyone. Obviously it was a situation that no one had ever really been through, so it's not like you could go for anyone for like concrete advice. But for me personally, I in that moment knew from the manifestation and mindset work that I did that me jumping on the not bandwagon but me kind of adding to the conversation in a negative sense wouldn't have helped anyone. It wouldn't have helped myself, it wouldn't have helped anyone who was following me. So I try to stay fairly consistent in the sense of just creating uplifting content, being very like positive. I think there was a bit during, I don't know, probably midway through where I was just really not scared, but I was just a bit in the sense of, you know, going out, you know, what was allowed and what wasn't allowed was a bit unclear. So other than that, my message has continued to be, you know, focus on what it is that you want. Especially recently, I think personally, from my perspective, we are fed all different kinds of content from good to bad. I think being really intentional with what it is you're consuming at this time is fundamental. You know, I have a lot of one-to-one clients that I do monthly, and a lot of the conversations that have been coming up or were coming up around it all was they were refreshing the news like every 5 minutes. You know, they were searching for stuff, and I think everyone was kind of searching for, you know, answers and clarity. But the only issue with that is that, you know, we are focusing so much on what we don't want, and obviously in turn that brings, I guess, more focus and attention to it. So it is definitely a difficult one in the sense of it's the unknown, right? You know, no one knows, and there's no one who can sort of say, oh, I've done this before, I can guide us all through it. But my thing, especially at the moment, we've got a challenge going on at the membership, and it's called Decide to Thrive. It's about deciding that no, this is our time to thrive, and we are going to make it good, and trying to raise the collective vibes is essentially what the message I talk about is. We can't help each other from a place of fear and scarcity and all of the sort of negative emotions. So I'm really trying to make sure that that's the place that I'm in alignment with, you know, good intentions, and then sharing that message with members and followers. So I think at first it was very much like, oh my goodness, what can we say? What's the right thing to do? But especially with we have another company called Cone Accounting, and especially from that stance, it was right, okay, how can we help people during this time? So I'd say it's very much come from a place of how can we help raise the collective vibes. That's a very long answer to a question, but hopefully that has given you my stance on it.
No, totally not. That is just what the listeners would love to have hear, definitely, especially when, you know, it's trying to also know the tools, the right tools to find. And if you're not in a field of an expert field, like obviously yourself, how are people going to know exactly how to align themselves in, you know, in this unprecedented time that we're all in, let's be honest. So that's a great answer. Thank you so much for answering that for us.
Thank you. I actually created a YouTube video as soon as it all kind of happened to try and like help people regain focus. So yeah, I think if as long as what we're trying to do is from a place of helping each other, I think that's how we kind of get through times like this.
Absolutely. And just by you saying about the, did you say you're going to be setting up you're doing an actual YouTube on that, are you?
It's already out, yeah. So if you go to It's Closed Laid on YouTube, there's a video which is, I think it's along the lines of what does manifestation mean with the coronavirus or something along those lines. But yeah, you can watch that and kind of hear the stance of where I was at and where I was trying to help people when it first happened.
Perfect. We'll pop that all in the show notes with every other, all the other details, obviously, to be able to contact Chloe through. So great, brilliant. So let's just move on a little bit then onto your journey, really, to start us off, you know, with this episode. So just really, how have you come to where you are today? You know, what is it that makes you want to do the work you do?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good question. I a few years ago, it's really funny, I was working in a friend's coffee shop, and a lady came up to me, and she was like, I can't remember, I think she was a fortune teller, or she'd read part like energies, essentially, and she goes, oh, can I read your energy? You don't have to pay for it. I really feel like you need to hear this message. And I was like, Yeah, sure. I was kind of at that point, I'd never heard anything like this, really. It was all very new to me. And she said that I used to be a healer in my past life. So at the time, I was very much like, okay, thanks. but it didn't really take much note, as it were. But it all that interaction really stuck in my mind, because that's what I kind of try and do now, through the words that I talk and the things that I say and the things that I do. It all came from like a place of just finding out about manifestation and then having a really strong interest. At the time, I had my following's based on, you know, makeup and beauty. So it was quite a pivot to go from that to mindset, which I slowly introduced. But yeah, it kind of just all happened like one thing after the other, if that makes sense. Like, it was intrigue, and then the thing I always say is the first kind of glimpse of manifestation I had was when I manifested my partner, and it's always the first and nicest thing that I can kind of pinpoint as an active manifestation.
Oh, tell us.
So it's a good one. So a very long story short, I think I got back from another like Tinder date at the time. I think Tinder was like the most like hip app, as it were. And I got back from another date and I was just like, no, I'm clearly putting something out there that is just not like what I'm aligned with. And it was just like another, you know, a dud date, as they say. And I think I just got out a piece of paper. It was actually in my journal. And I always had this rule that I never tore any pages out of my journal because I felt like every page made me part of who I was and was part of the journey. So it was like a very big thing for me not to like tear out a page. And I remember writing this letter. And I think at the time I wasn't really clear on who I was writing it to. I was just writing it to like, I didn't say the universe. I think I was just like, this is what I want. And I like listed, I was like, I know that this person's out there. And I went into massive detail about, you know, how they were as a person, how they held themselves, their, you know, their way about them, the things that made them special. And I said right at the end, I was like, when I meet this person, I'm going to rip this page out of the journal and give it to them because I know that this is going to happen. It's just a case of when. And I think at the time I wasn't massively aware of what I was doing, but I was very clear on the fact that I was going to be clear on what I wanted, and I wasn't going to, or I was going to make sure all my actions were in alignment with that desire. At the time I didn't have this like manifestation woo-woo like terminology. It was very much like, this is what I want and I'm not settling for anything else. So basically wrote all of this down. And about a month later, I actually met my partner, or who's still my partner now, my fiance. And yeah, I think it was a couple of weeks into dating and I tore the page out, probably freaked him out a little bit. But I was like, I know you're the one. Here's a piece of paper to show it. And he's like, okay. But yeah, it's a fond memory for me because it was the kind of the thing that I talk about. I kind of harp on about it quite a lot. And I say clarity is key. Like, you've got to get that clarity, otherwise, you know, the universe doesn't know what to bring you.
Thank you. That's definitely given me some new tips as well for that little piece of my jigsaw puzzle that I'm still trying to find. So thanks, Chloe.
Yeah, I say that you should like, in the Decide to Thrive, I think it was day 13, I said to everyone that was taking part of the challenge, I was like, write a letter to the universe. And write as if you have already received this thing, or this person, or this money, or whatever it may be. And then talk about it as if you've already got it. And what that actually does is it puts you in a vibration of having already. You know, I try and mix boo-boo with the scientific and like actionable side. And essentially what you're doing here is you're choosing, you're getting clear on what it is that you want. So it's a very like nice way of kind of unloading, because it kind of takes the pressure off you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand that because, especially for any of the other single listeners out there that are listening to this, that's a great takeaway actually, to go and just try, you know, and see. I mean, obviously there's more to it, like you said, it's a lot more in depth, sort of the behind the scenes side of that. But it's just great to know that there is still hope out there. with certain tools, you know, which obviously you've just explained.
Yeah, I think what naturally happens as well is that when you start writing out, if we just stick with the example of the partner, once you've got clear, say if you're like, right, I really want someone who's compassionate and cares about these things, you can then make sure that you then take the aligned action to do so. So for example, this is not my partner at all, but let's just say, you know, you have a very strong feeling that you wanted to attract someone who is vegan or that loved cookery, or you know, something along those lines. You can then go to these places and where you would share common interests, and that's naturally another way of actionably taking inspired action. So, or maybe you take the same route or the same coffee shop every day, and you decide to take a different route or go to a different coffee shop. And that was like the inspired action. The kind of writing the letter was very much about just kind of putting your stake in the ground and being like, yeah, this is what I want. And then from there, your mind will start delivering inspired action, because your mind is programmed to answer the questions that you ask it. So it's kind of like if you ask yourself or your mind why you're so bad at this thing, maybe it's like, why am I so bad at cookery, for example, your mind will go, yep, you're so bad at cookery for this and this reason. But if you say to your mind, how can I get better at cookery or cooking, it will start to think of examples and guidance around that. So it is very much like the letter is kind of more of a conscious activity of clarity. It's kind of what happens next that really is the magic.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you and resonate. That resonates with me, but that's because I'm very much into the vibrational side of work like yourself. So I can sort of, you know, I understand exactly how you're explaining all of that. And it's just great that, you know, obviously the listeners now will be able to take away, you know, parts of the, you know, this information that you're giving us today. And it's just absolutely really inspirational for you. I mean, if you're ever thinking about with one of your new business ventures, you know, anything to do with relationships, a program on that, then please do let us know for us single listeners.
Yeah, a lot of people keep saying this to me recently. I'm like, I think the most I can do is a one-to-one, but I like the idea of doing something one day and just sharing the tips. Like I've applied these principles, if you will, to like every area of my life. So that's included like 4 stone and weight loss. It's included my partner, our dog, travel. So yeah, I think it's the idea of just kind of applying these principles to your life and just really taking action from a place of alignment as opposed to external factors.
Totally. I absolutely see where you're coming from there. I'm still trying to get myself into that vibrational alignment with certain parts of my life, and maybe that's I don't know the reasons behind it a lot of the time, only because my mind is quite closed-minded sometimes, and that's my own stuff, you know. I know I've got stuff to work on there. So yeah, it's just great though to be able to, you know, listen to how you're explaining it from a different perspective, which is fantastic.
I would say, yeah, with that as well is, I feel like I'm getting really personal with you there. It's almost like a one-to-one now, so sorry, apologies for that. But are you making room for the person? You know, like, are you making space in your life for someone to come in to your life? Like someone I know I speak about, you know, are you working so much that there's no time for someone to come in? Or, you know, are you going to the places that, you know, you could meet someone, or are you, you know, staying inside the whole time? It's about, I mean, I know it's a little bit different during COVID, but it's about kind of making room for what it is that you want. And that applies exactly the same to relationships as well.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going on to me just quickly, because this is about you, this show. But obviously, if the listeners did want to hear it, is I've got my wall up for only through past damage of I'm trying to heal myself from past a relationship. So for now, actually, no, I know that I've got a lot of healing work to do around the relationship side. So, but once that's healed and done, then I will be out there and being present and accountable, and like just exactly the steps that you said, because I'm actually gonna, when this does go, you know, obviously out to everybody, I will be on repeat most probably with this episode.
Yeah, I think that you've hit the nail on the head. Like, you've got to make sure that you're ready and you're in a place of being ready for it. So I think fully right, you take the time to heal, be you, and then when you're ready, the right thing will come.
Right. So, but thanks ever so much though for explaining for exactly what, you know, what got you into the work that you're doing, because it's so I'm just so intrigued by people's journeys of, you know, especially when it's like the like-minded world, the community that I, you know, I very much am in touch with more, especially with the business platform that we're on. Mine's very much about mind, body and well-being influencers. And I just want to actually give a shout out to Siobhan from Reveal Marketing, that she was the one that led me to you. And it was all to do when I very first started my online platform, which was only about 5 months ago, and I was having a money mindset block of obviously not money flowing in as it should. And Siobhan just sent me over this one day. You'd posted something on your Instagram, which, by the way, all of Chloe's details are going to be in the show notes, all of her contact information. And I remember Siobhan had sent me over this clip, and it was all to do with the flow of this, like the four steps of the money mindset. And I was just hooked with you. And that was it. I thought, right, I've got this like guru crush on you, and I'm going to be honest.
Love that. No, that's amazing. I love it when someone says they've been, like, if someone told them about me, so I'm like, right, I'm obviously doing something right in the sense that they felt it was good enough to share and explain. So it makes me very, very happy. Thank you for sharing. Oh,
you're well, absolutely welcome. I just want to, just before we sort of go on to other questions as well. But thanks ever so much anyway for sort of explaining where you start, how you started and why you started the journey, especially the work side of things. So there will be a lot of listeners who might be wondering how they might want to change a certain part of their lives and not quite sure how to. You know, what is the biggest lesson you learned? And if you could give them a takeaway of when you transitioned into that part of your new life that was really huge to you. But also, you know, when did you get a sense of completeness and happiness? You know, it's just to tell us a little bit about that time when that light bulb moment happened.
Yes, good question. Do you know what? I think it's continuous light bulbs. I don't think there's one where it was just like that was the moment. I think maybe the moment that I decided to trust myself and believe in myself was a very key moment, and just kind of being like, I don't think life is just about just existing. I think we're all here, we've all got a purpose, and we've all got there's a famous quote, and I always butcher it up, but it's I think Muhammad Ali, and it's something along the lines of like, service to others is the rent we pay to live on this world. And I just really like that quote because it just reminds me that actually we are all part of something, we all have a part to play. So I think it was that kind of moment where I realized that, you know, life isn't just about living, it's about thriving, and how I wanted to help other people feel that. Like, my main mission is to make people feel lighter, to make people feel like there's comfort and there's inspiration, motivation, where they, you know, when they're ready for it. So in terms of like, if someone's maybe specifically trying to target a certain part of their life, in terms of actionable tools, I would say to check out the 12 universal laws and the steps of manifesting, because they're kind of like the pillars that really help you like understand what to do next, if that makes sense. So I'd say check those out if you're trying to apply a specific thing. But for me, it was very much a moment that I was like, okay, I'm ready to trust myself. Ready to trust myself that I can do this.
Fabulous. Wow. So I just got really engrossed in what you were saying then. It was just that hit quite a bit of a core nerve for me, actually.
It is very emotional because we're programmed for our entire life to believe that we're not enough. You know, you will be complete when you buy this beauty product. You will be complete when you have this person in your life. And it's actually like, no, there's not a moment where you ever feel complete. It's more about state of mind, and then applying that to your life is what actually brings those things into your life.
Right, so that now leads us on to the first topic actually that I really would like to just, you know, tell us as much as you'd like, is the money mindset rituals. You know, tell us, what does it mean, and also how did this part of your journey start?
Yeah, so money mindset is basically the way you think, feel and act around money, and how that actually shows how money comes into your life. What the biggest thing for me was, again, coming back to that worthiness, and the biggest thing I think that, at least I believe that I had to overcome, kind of two part. One, that money is hard to make, and two, that I was capable/worthy/enough to do so. And I think mm-hmm. there's this idea, I can't speak today, sorry, there's this idea that we can get our heads around the idea that if we are working, doing something we don't like, we understand that we can get money for that because we're getting compensated. Because we're like, okay, I did that job that I didn't like and I got money for it. But the bit where we all have our struggle to get our heads around, or a lot of us do, is that we can make money through doing something that we love and that helps other people. Because in order for that to be sustainable and for you to actually help the masses, you do need to make it your full-time focus. So that was one of my biggest things that I had to kind of overcome personally. So most of my rituals come back to one-off rituals, is things like EFT. I'm an EFT practitioner. So EFT was one of the things that massively helped, as well as subliminals. But a lot of the things I do daily are obviously the 90-day journal. I do a scripting practice, and I also read my letter out each day. And that combined with visualization are like my four kind of pillars, if you will, of my day that I make sure that I do. I kind of compare it to the idea of that they're so fundamental to me that they are on par with cleaning my teeth, as weird as that sounds. It's like you don't have an internal debate as to whether you're going to clean your teeth or not. And the same thing was applied to, I don't have an internal debate as to whether I'm going to, you know, do my visualization or my other rituals, because it's so part of who I am.
So just to go through, obviously, you know, to talking about the money mindset against as we are in your story highlights on your Instagram page, it says about the first action point in money mindset is a feeling, a vibration set point. What does this mean?
Yeah, so basically, if you can identify, like anyone who's listening right now, if I say the word money to you, how does that make you feel? Because that would be kind of determine where you're at on the vibrational set point. So if you're really excited by the idea of money and you feel good about it, then you know your vibrational set point is pretty high. But if you're like scared, or you have those kind of, it's I kind of tightening of the chest feelings, which I've obviously had in the past, which is why I'm so passionate about people and helping people do this, but that kind of shows where you're at, and that feeling is essentially what is your money mindset, or kind of summarizes your money mindset in a way. So the idea of vibration is identify how you feel when money comes into your life. So you may feel excited, you may feel comfortable, you may feel, you know, secure. Think about how you feel in those sense, and then think about how you can apply that in your everyday actions. Like, okay, how can I feel excited today? How can I feel comfortable? How can I feel, you know, motivated? Because what that enables you to do is vibrate at the level of, you know, money. So what I do, for example, is I ask myself each day, I say, you know, what inspired action can I take today? What money action can I take today? And is there anything else? And those three things ensure that I'm still gaining momentum and I'm still taking action towards what it is that I want to attract into my life.
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm, as you're saying it, I'm doing this.
Yeah, I think understanding, like, okay, well, when money comes into my life, I feel this way. How can I feel this way more? It naturally becomes like an attraction for money. So one of the things I say or do for myself is I think, okay, how can I have more fun in what I'm doing today? You know, how can I raise the energy and help people feel this, this, and this? And that becomes a point for me, as opposed to being like, okay, I have to do this and I have to do that. It's more about, you know, how can I have fun doing this? Because money to me is fun.
Also, can you explain to us what an intentional statement means?
Yeah, so it's basically like setting what you like to happen. So if you're setting a statement of intent, you're thinking, right, I want today to be like this. You know, I want today. So for example, today, for me, I wanted to set the intention to actually feel completed with all my tasks. There's been a few things, been quite busy recently. So I've tried to ensure that today my intention is to feel at the end of the day completed. I feel like everything's, you know, sorted. I've replied to emails, I've replied to messages, and I've got everything back on track. So my intention today was to do that. Other days I can be like, right, my intention is to really drill down this message and to share and to serve. You know, it depends. Basically, it's like, what do you want to achieve and how do you want to feel today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely something that I do myself, but obviously in a different type of format to yours, but mine's more about a to-do list, and I start mine on a Sunday sort of early afternoon-ish, and set the intention for what am I going to do, you know, starting from Monday onwards. So I sort of understand where you're coming from with that, that definitely, you know, when you plan out these things that you want to happen and then you set the intention and then the vibrations and align yourself, 9 times out of 10, you know, for me personally anyway, they all come together, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You can just say like, today I want to feel good today, because that is the quickest way to get into alignment, is to look for ways to feel good. Like, how can you feel good for the rest of the day after you've listened to this podcast recording? How can you feel good? And that just makes you think, you just look for the idea, like ways you can do so, and that gets your sort of self into alignment.
I want to move on next now to your journal, your 90-day manifestation journal. You've got a 2.0 one now, haven't you, which is the latest version. It's more compact,
but with more stuff in it, weirdly.
That's it, so you can add more pages, which means more great content.
Yeah, definitely. So the idea when you first open the journal is, let's create some magic. It's all about, actually, let's get intentional with our lives, let's stop being passive, let's be like, right, I want to do this and I'm going to show up for that life that I want to live. And then it kind of goes through, gives you a bit of guidance on how to use it, and the prep steps are essentially getting you ready for the next 90 days. It's a 90-day journal. At the start, you do a little bit of a life audit, because you do a life audit at the end of the journal as well. And you just kind of, you map out, how do you want to feel? Like, where are you at right now and where do you want to go? Because that clarity of where you're at will really help you know what the next steps are. And then what we do is, in the prep steps, we kind of, we talk about the 12 universal laws and the steps of manifesting, because what that helps you do is it kind of gives you a little point to kind of go back to. So if you're feeling a little bit, I don't know, low on energy, a bit meh, a bit of, you know, lacking in clarity, you can come back to the 12 universal laws and back to the steps of manifesting, which are actually quite actionable. I know it sounds very woo, but it is very actionable. And it, you can start to be like, oh, okay, so I've been trying to manifest this particular goal, but the thing I haven't been doing is actually getting clear on what that looks like. Or the thing I haven't been doing is the law of action, actually taking action on that goal. Because what I say is, for something to, although I absolutely love the woo side, a very big part that is often overlooked is, in order for something to show up in your physical reality, you've got to take physical action. So you kind of go through the steps of that, and then it goes through a few different exercises which essentially help you later on in the daily log. So there's things like your visualization list, and you know, what you want your life to look like 90 days from now, and you know, what are you grateful for. So it kind of really gets you into that headspace for the next 90 days.
So which is one of your favorite personals within the journey? I mean, I know obviously all of it is, but just one, just name one.
Probably the wild card manifestation. So basically the idea is that you have three things that you're trying to manifest over the next 90 days. And then you have this fourth one, which is kind of like the wild card goal. And it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm not going to put too much pressure on this, but it'd be really great if this was to manifest. And I think it's one of my favorite parts, because the amount of times people have come to me and gone, Chloe, it's actually come true. Like, I didn't know if it would. And I think it's fun because the wild card goal is, tends to be the one that people really want, but are scared to write down. So they put it down just as like, just putting it down, because they're allowing themselves to dream and they're allowing themselves to think a bit big and a bit scary. And then when it starts to happen, they're like, ah, like, okay, this is incredible. So I'd say that one probably.
And just obviously free feedback that you get from all of your, you know, beautiful people that you know, obviously come on into your journey, onto your programs and everything else, doesn't that just give you so much, you know, how does it make you feel, just literally in a soul wise, how does it make you feel when you get all this amazing feedback? Just let us know.
Like, full. It makes me feel full, and it's a feeling that I feel like only kind of comes from helping people. And I think that it's a very missing part. Sometimes people can the pursuit of money, the money isn't evil, money isn't nothing, it's just simply a tool, right? So mm-hmm. you can go and make money in various different ways, you know, good, bad, neutral, but the feeling of living in a sustainable way and doing so by helping people, like fulfilling your purpose in life, which I believe this is, it just makes you feel full when someone comes and tells you that this has helped. I think it does come across a little woo-woo at times, and I'm fully aware of that. And when a lot of people go, Chloe, it actually worked, you know, I was kind of just trying it and it worked. I mean, I obviously can't say all of the things, and some of it are a bit like deep, but some of the things that have helped people overcome huge barriers in their life is just, it's just like a tingling, full, highly emotional, almost tearful feeling. It's probably the best way I can kind of explain it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally understand where you know, with that feeling that you get of, it seems pretty out there stuff. Like, how is this actually happening? We don't say, how is this happening? Because we know how it's happening. But when you know, especially if somebody comes into your life, your space, and then you give them a certain tool to try, they go away and try it, and it works, and you say, yeah, I know it does.
Great. And I always joke when I say to people, I was like, I love telling I told you so. It's the best feeling. I know you're not meant to like that, but I do. I like saying, I knew you were going to do it. I knew you could do it. I knew you were worthy enough. You just needed to believe in yourself, and you needed someone else to believe in you. And I sometimes bring science into it, or a little bit of more of an actionable step. So, for example, visualization can actually change the network of neurons in your mind, which is called the reticular activating system. So this is basically a system. I'm massively like simplifying this, but it's basically like a filtering system that points out things based on your belief system. So if you don't think you're worthy of something, I mean, i.e. money, and you don't think you're worthy of it, you don't think you're good enough, you'll go through your day and maybe you scroll through Instagram, or you meet someone in the street, or whatever it may be, and your mind will sort of shift your focus. This filtering system will kind of point out, if you will, things that support that belief. So it'll be like, look at that other person who's just launched something, they're doing great and you're not really worthy of it. Or look at that person who's doing so well in life and you're not doing this. And, you know, it can work in a very negative sense, but it can also work in a really positive sense. So through visualization and other tools, you can program it to point out good things in your life and opportunities and, you know, people that are aligned. So it's very much explaining that side of things can really help people almost on board with it and be like, okay, let's give this a go. And then they start to do it and they're like, okay, this is life changing.
And do you use that technique which you've just explained to more the sort of, I don't want to be careful the word I say, of a non-believer maybe?
Yeah, good question. I put out that I like to attract people that are ready to hear what I'm trying to say. So unfortunately, I have come across people that like to personally attack you for anything you say, which is one thing. But I massively put out into the universe that I want to attract people that are ready to hear it. It's okay if they've never come across it before. It's okay if they don't feel great in themselves. It's okay if they don't, you know, they've never heard of it or whatever. But I need them to be ready. I need them to be ready to hear the message. And a lot of people said, I've never got on board with it until I heard what you said. And that makes me happy because, you know, everyone has a different stance of how they deliver this message. There's other manifestation teachers and they're all great at what they do. And everyone has different like levels. So some people go full woo and that's what people resonate with. I sit in the middle. And then there's people that probably go the other way. But yeah, for me, it's very much like, I want to attract people that are ready to hear it. So I don't necessarily anymore. I used to be very good at attracting people that weren't ready to hear it. But now I'd say like, and just, I think this kind of explanation of how different tools work, people can just kind of get their mind wrapped around it a little bit better. So they're open to it already, but just giving them that little bit of a breakdown, they can be like, oh, okay, I get how that could work. So let me be a bit more open in trying it.
Especially with sort of sometimes solid evidence or methods or science proof, to a lot of people is more of a, it's known of, isn't it? More than what we do as our work, well, yourself, you know, so.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, our other company being accountants, it's very, you know, it's very clear cut, you know, what an accountant is, but kind of going through what this side of things, it's not necessarily as, like you say, clear cut, or everyone has a different approach. So yeah, for me, it's very much about, okay, track the people that are ready to hear it. I'll be able to deliver the message. And hopefully, like, before I go on to a group training or something like that, I always say like a little thing to myself or to the universe, and I'll say like, let me help these people, like let me help these people with the best I can, my best of my ability, and that just feels really good to me.
Everything that we've just spoke about now, you know, on this episode has been just such a breath of fresh air to be able to talk to and listen to another like-minded person, you know, that's obviously on the journey of just our own self-discoveries as well as helping others. So just before we go, Chloe, which the time has just flown past, I love it. I could stay on here forever and chat to you. You're just so interesting and inspiring. Actually, I need a Chloe in my pocket.
Well, you can. The membership, that's basically the idea of what the membership was all about. I was like, I need to have you able to help people on a level where they're at. So that's where the membership idea actually came from. So it's funny that you say that.
Perfect. Do you want to just quickly talk about that for us? Just give us some idea.
Yeah, so the membership is a very accessible price. It's currently £10 a month. It will be going up in the new year, but it's currently £10 a month. And it's all about giving you the tools that you need to harness your mind and manifest whatever it is that you want in life. So we have things from challenges, we have masterclasses, we have like manifestation tools, we have we're starting to do more of this, but we have guided audio, so you know, guided visualizations and that kind of thing. So the membership is very much about giving you the toolkit that you need, and when you need it. And we also send out weekly alignment emails, which is where I send out like a tip or a technique to try and use so that you don't like forget about your manifestation journey almost, because we're always manifesting, because our thoughts, feelings, actions and beliefs are what create our reality. But sometimes it's nice to have a reminder of that. So yeah, that's the membership.
Fabulous. And also, you know, that's again, everything is going to be in the show notes, all the details, any contact information. And yeah, just before we go though, Chloe, I just wanted to ask you, I just want to have a little chat about Hugo.
He's the best, isn't he? Best, one of the best manifestations for sure. Yeah, Hugo's my little chihuahua puppy. He's not a puppy anymore, he's 4, but he looks like a puppy still. And yeah, I'm lucky enough to work and be around him most of the time. So yeah, he's an angel. He's my boy. He's he came with us when we moved to Barcelona for 3 months, and he loved that as well. So he's very used to sort of being on the go and doing lots of things.
How did your paths meet?
Oh wait, you're talking about Ben, my partner. Hugo's my dog. Sorry, do you mean?
No, we're talking about Hugo.
Sorry, I went off on one. We actually wanted a dog for a while, and it kind of was one of those things that we were in a place that we couldn't really have dogs, and basically the universe changed things, and we bumped into this cute little chihuahua that day, and we were like, we'll just look, we'll just see what, you know, if there's any dogs around near the home, we'll just have a little look. And he popped up, and I was like, okay, let's just go and check it out. Like, we weren't doing anything. It was very late at night. Like, we had spoken about wanting a dog for like years, so it wasn't like a spur of the moment thing, but actually getting him kind of was. So we were just going to have a look, and then when we went there, they said he's available now, and we're like, oh, okay. And then long story short, he came home with us that night. We were like Amazon priming like puppy mats and cages and, you know, all of the things that you need, toys and food. So yeah, he's one of the best things, and I just thank the universe every day for him and Ben, and for the fact that I get to be around them by creating stuff I love.
You know, you've chose this is your vision, you've chose it, you've created it, and it's just absolutely amazing how, you know, I mean, I obviously, like I said, I've been following you for a while now on social media, and I've been seeing your personal journey and growth as well, and it's just amazing. And I'm so honored to have had you today on the show, and so grateful for your time, because your time is just so precious. And, you know, and I just really hope that, you know, even if one person that's listening today on this episode just gets something from that, that they can take away, and it can help transform certain parts of their lives, maybe, obviously, that, you know, needed a little bit of fixing or something. But just before we go, Chloe, if you could let your listeners know where to reach out to you.
Yeah, so it's Chloe Slade on Instagram, and we also have an account called Vibe and Flow, which is vibe_and_flow. Unfortunately, we didn't get the whole name there. But yeah, that's where you can find us on Instagram. And vibeandflow.com is where you can find everything about the journal. We've got new programs releasing soon, so that's super exciting. So yeah, there's the membership journal, one-to-ones, depending on what it is that you need.
Wow, amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed chatting. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much. You have just been such an easy guest to just go with the flow, just chat about whatever needs to be talked about. And I just want to make a confession as well. You are my actual first official ever guest on my new podcast show.
Love that. See, what an honor for me to be on your podcast, first one. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. All right, you just have a lovely, beautiful rest of the day, Chloe, and I'm going to say goodbye now to everybody.
I do hope you have gained some further insight in this episode today and now have some takeaway positivity. I thank you for your time. Before we go, though, can you show some love for our favourite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcast? Please do share the podcast with your friends and family, or anyone you know that could benefit from these episodes. Stay tuned for next Monday morning's episode with another special guest appearance. Love and light.